considers you the most improved player on the team. What does it mean to you for coach to say that, and what kind of strategy do you think you made?
First off, you know, it feels good when you hear a head coach tell you something like that. But I want to give all the credit to, you know, my linebacker coach and just the players around me. You know, they just, you know, helped me get better. My coach, you know, he showed me a few different techniques, showed me how to get my eyes right, what's the key, how to play faster, you know, how to make more plays. So I definitely credit Johnny Holland for that. And then, you know, Ray Horton, you know, calling the right play calls for me to go out there and show what I can do. And, you know, just my teammates, you know, they're out there making plays. It makes it easier for me. So I definitely credit those guys. And, you know, I still got a lot to improve on and still like a lot of areas that I need to get better at.
I was going to say, like, obviously, I know you're focused on finishing the season strong and everything, but when you think about your career, what's the next step? What do you have to do to take the next step?
Man, just, you know, look at other players around the league that's, you know, top tier guys. You know, you got the Luke Kuechlys, the Bobby Wagners, and just study more film on them and study more film on your other peers. So that's what I'm all about, you know. My whole thing is the minute you stop getting better, you're either going backwards, you know. So you always got to find something to work on, find a craft to get better at, and just keep competing.
As well as you've played and Devin Shelton's gotten burned, so how frustrating is it that the defense has given up almost 5 yards a carry?
You know, I'm just a guy, you know. I don't look at individual things, so it's a team sport, you know. So I can't sit up there and praise myself or how better I got, you know. It's a team sport, so I got to go out there with my teammates and go out there and compete with them, and you know, play collectively. You know, I'm not out there playing individually. I'm out there playing with my guys. So it gets frustrating, you know. Obviously, you know, I'm not having to win right now, but just keep the faith and keep believing in the guys next to you and just keep fighting. And you know, we just make sure we take strides.
But when you look at that, you know, like 280 yards Buffalo last week, 213 Cincinnati the week before, what do you see that's allowing that to happen?
You know, right now I really can't pinpoint that. I just leave that up to, you know, the coaches. You know, they can answer all of that. Right now I'm just playing football, you know. I'm just trying to do my job to the best of my ability. I don't know, you know, the exact words to say about it, but, you know, I'm just doing whatever my coach tells me to do and just trying to do it to the best of my ability.
How much difference would one win make to everybody in this locker room? Because I think a lot of people look at it and say, well, it's a lost season either way. 1-15, 0-16, that kind of thing.
At the end of the day, man, you take everything you learn from it. So right now, we know this feeling. You know, it's the worst feeling you can have, but you just got to – you got to take the good out of it, you know, just see the things that, you know, you did do well or, you know, things that you can build off of. And, you know, we got a lot of young players, and right now, you know, it's as worse as it can get, you know, so they know how it feels to be at the bottom. So all they're going to do is just keep going up from here and just having that experience and just getting it under your belt and going into a next season, you know, being more confident, being more comfortable, you know, just you got to look at the good things in that way. So, right now, all we can do, you know, just keep moving forward, just keep trying to get better, keep practicing, keep learning, and just see how everything turns out.
Hey Chris, we've talked about this before, but the tight ends for their teams seem to keep making at least big plays, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's a breakdown or whatever. How do you guys get that solved?
I don't know why it's tight ends, but, you know, tight end is a growing position in the league right now. So you look at a lot of teams, you know, you always have a team with a dominant tight end, you know, whether it's the Gronkowski's, whether it's the Jordan Reed, you always gonna have a dominant tight end out there on the field. And, you know, they're a big body, you know, they're athletic, they can move. So tight ends are just, you know, a good position in the league right now. And we just gotta find a way to limit tight ends from making plays on us.
The Chargers looks like they have two of them. I
mean, yeah, they have seven. Two. Mm-hmm. They have two good tight ends. You know, you got a rookie, and then you got a potential Hall of Famer. So, you know, they definitely got two good tight ends that can move the ball, catch the ball, you know, block. They got a good tight end on their hands. So, we just got to make sure we do our job, do our assignment, and limit them from the game.
What makes Phillip Rivers so good?
Man, he's a crafty vet. You know, he's been doing this for a long time. He calls out defenses. You know, he put his offense in the best position to win. He do a lot of audibles checks. So, He's just that crafty vet that's been in the game for a long time, and you got to respect that. And he just know how to, you know, he know how to win, know how to extend plays.
He's got like a perfect passer rating on opening drives, and they have 8 touchdowns on opening drives. I mean, you know how hot they are out of the gate. How do you combat that? When you know it's coming, is there anything you can do?
We just got to go out there and play fast, you know. Not necessarily match their intensity, but, you know, play to our level, play to our intensity, and just come out and play fast and, you know, play to win and play to dominate. And, you know, we'll see how that goes in the opening drive.
Does this feel – I mean, I know you guys have been trying to win a game all year, but does this feel like it's a winnable game? You know, they're making a long trip.
Every game is winnable. Yeah. You know, any given Sunday, every game you go out there, you don't play to lose, you play to win. So there's no doubt in my mind every time I step out on the field on Sunday – and every time this team step out on the field on Sunday, we play to win.
Is it hard to keep that attitude when it hasn't worked out for 14 weeks in a row?
Nah. It's no quitters on this team. You know, it's no quitters in this organization. So you being a competitor, you know, it just that's how you live your life. You know, you compete in everything you do. So I'm not classified as a loser. My teammates not classified as a loser. That's not how we, you know, classify ourselves. So. We classify ourselves as going out there and compete, try to win. That's just being a football player.
Hugh was talking about earlier this week how, you know, because he's been around the league so long that, you know, he can tell when a team has packed it in mm-hmm. in a season that didn't go very well. And he said that he's not even, you know, what you say, no one's quit, the effort's still there, all mm-hmm. those type of things. What do you attribute that to? I mean, because you got some guys who are banged up who, by rights, I mean, they could easily just say, you know what, I'm just going to take the week off and get better and all those type of things. What do you attribute this drive and motivation and energy that you guys still are playing with to?
I mean, it all boils down to our leader, you know, and Hugh Jackson is our leader. And the characteristics that he has and, you know, his drive and his will to win, you know, just carry over to us. You know, when you see a leader doing that, you want to follow your leader. So Hugh kept the faith in us, and we have all our faith in him. So when you have a coach like that that's just still pulling for you guys, still pulling for, you know, his team, you ain't got nothing but respect for that. So, you know, when you have a guy like Hugh, it makes you keep wanting to play. You know, whether you're 13-0, whether you're 14-0, whether you're 0-14, you know, 0-6, anything, you know, you just always want to play your heart out for him. And, you know, that's definitely the type of coach I want to play for. So I got respect for him. That's why I just go out there and give it my all.
I know you were saying earlier about, you know, in this kind of season, trying to look at some positives, young guys developing, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But do you let yourself imagine what a relief it would be to get that zero off the record?
I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's football, you know. Each game is important, you know. You can't think about the last game. It's always the next game. You know, that's the most important game is the next game. So, honestly, when I see one game, I'm done with the other one. You know, I'm done with the one in the past. I'm moving forward. So, each and every week, you know, you always want to win. You know, so, like I said, regardless of our record, it's only 2 more games ahead of us, and those are the 2 most important games. So, all we're doing is trying to focus on getting this win. So,
in kind of a weird way, as the fact that you guys are all trying to get that first one, has that sort of mm-hmm. been something that's held this team together a little bit, that one time goal?
Yeah, I mean, our goal has been the same every since training camp, ever since OTAs. Our goal has been the same, and that's to beat the guy in front of you and beat the team that's playing in front of you. So we got the same mindset going into the game, and that's just to win. Simple as that, regardless of our record. You know, it's always another team going against us. You know, our objective is to win. So,
hey, you know, we always hear that the nose tackle does his job. It would free guys out of your position to mm-hmm. make a lot of plays. So, with you connected to Danny Shelton in that way, what kind of season have you seen?
Man, Danny, he's took tremendous strides. You know, especially from his rookie year. You know, he's definitely, in my opinion, you know, one of the top defensive linemen in the league. Just seeing, you know, things that he does, things that he, you know, helped with other guys, how smart he is. He's one of the smartest guys on the team. And, you know, I just commend him for going out there every single game, giving his heart out, you know, making sure the linebacker's free. You know, he's doing his job. So Danny, you know, I can just speak so much about the guy. You know, he's a team player. He always have energy, same guy each and every day in the locker room. So Danny, he's definitely done a good job, man. For him to be as young as he is, you know, the sky's the limit for him. And I just can't wait to see what type of player he becomes in the future.